From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Just over 3 years ago, the Pine Bluff Police Department responded to a phone call of a dispute in the residence of 107-year-old Monroe Isidore. The centenarian was in an argument after being told he should be moved to an assisted living center. Hiding in his bedroom, Isidore responded to the police by firing a handgun through his door. Police later called in a SWAT team, managing even to get a camera on the hold-in of Isidore, but deciding to intervene with force if necessary. After only a short time, officers shot and killed Isidore in his residence. Pine Bluff City Council member Thelma Walker joins me on the telephone line. Thanks a lot for your time today.
My pleasure.
And while we just passed this three-year mark, the reason why we're speaking today is because 12 police officers who had been awarded Medals of Valor for the standoff are now turning in their accolades back to the city. This was prompted by a vote taken by the city council. So, Ms. Walker, why did you get involved in this issue in the first place? Obviously, it's unusual to sort of ask for commendations to be returned to the city.
Well, you know, this whole situation about the medals is unusual because I have never heard of a medal being awarded to a person for killing a 107-year-old person in their own home. So that's the unusual part. The next unusual part to me is to get a Medal of Valor when the police department rules states a Medal of Valor is given for a person that saves someone's life at the risk of their own life. I don't even see how it was in order.
Regarding the appropriateness of the use of force in this instance, a federal lawsuit on the police department found the police department did no wrong. A special investigation in Arkansas concluded the officers acted according to protocol. So what I want to ask you is, if the officers followed policy, what insights have you gained about how the Pine Bluff Police Department operates, what their attitudes are? Even if they acted according to protocol, do you now have advice for them about maybe what their protocol should be like in the future?
If the Pine Bluff community is in outrage, and they wanted to, you know, they was in outrage when it happened, and then they were very, very upset that it came back up, and wanted to know why would a person get a medal for killing a 107-year-old man. You know, who could be proud to say, I have a Medal of Valor? And then you ask, oh, that's great. What did you do? Well, I killed this 107-year-old man.
If you're looking at the Pine Bluff Police Department, they say they follow their policies. Would you ask, are you asking them then to change their policies?
Well, I tell you what, I think if they follow the policy, I would like for them to show that policy to you and me. And they didn't even follow the policy in rewarding the award. If a person is to receive an award, they are to receive it within between January and December of that year. Yeah. And this happened in 13, and we are in 16.
What happened with the shooting and with the medals being awarded was something that happened with full knowledge and support of higher-ups in the police department. It wasn't just those officers that were there at the scene. What does that mean to you about the leadership of Pine Bluff's police department?
Well, it really does not say a lot because the leadership is the one that had to initiate it, and none of the laws about the medal was followed. I FOI'd some information about the procedure and minutes of the meeting. He had no record at all.
Pine Bluff City Councilwoman Thelma Walker, thanks a lot for your time today and walking us through these issues.
I tell you, it's not good, and it's bringing our city down. It's bringing the image of our city down. Pine Bluff does have a lot of good Christian people. But for people that don't live here and don't know anything about Pine Bluff, when they read this, they think that Pine Bluff is the worst place in the world to be. And maybe soon, next year, that we can move forward and try to get back the good image of Pine Bluff that it once was.